for disabled people. Unfortunately, we do not have, we were asked earlier about if we had statistics about how often people with disabilities have been chosen on the grounds that they are disabled for a position. But we do not have that statistic available in the country. But it has been a very strong program led by the Directorate of Labour and focusing on the most vulnerable among the disabled and finding what we have done in Iceland is to change how we think of the work capacity and not talk about people as disabled, but with different work capacity. And so there has been a major change in the labour market and the views. It will take some time to implement the change fully, but this is a recent development, and we are quite positive that this will lead to a more just and equal labour market. On other issues, when it comes to the labour market, it is, and we were asked about discrimination and so other groups, such as the migrant population. It is important when you think about discrimination in the labour market that what might seem as a discriminatory results are very often the reason is very often the segregation of the labour market when it comes to migrant workers and just immigrants in general. There in the recent report, both the Green Paper on Matters of Immigrants published by the Ministry of Social Affairs and Labour in November 23, and also in the latest OECD report on the integration of migrants and their children into Icelandic society. It was identified that the segregation in the labour market is due to language proficiencies and that we will have to improve in teaching Icelandic as a foreign language to improve the working conditions of migrants that have moved to us and also that migrants are heavily dominating two fields in the labour market, being the tourism industry and in construction, where the language barrier has been less, and in these professions are considered or rank in a very highly skilled labour market economy as low skilled work sectors, and so that leaves a number of migrants in the lower skilled sectors relatively higher than you would normally see. We are dealing with this both with a strong cooperation between the government and the Association of Social Partners, and the social partners are and unions in Iceland are very strong with very high participation, and they monitor collective agreements and are also have a role in responding to complaints. And what is important for the workers is that unions in Iceland attend to complaints or issues raised by non-union members. So all should be guaranteed assistance in finding out about the rights and claiming the rights in the labour market. And I give back to the chair.
Thank you. On the risk warnings when it comes to gender-based violence, I will ask Halla to answer that question.
Uh, Yes, thank you. The Icelandic police.